Hi there. The word for you today is, you're a priest at work. In 1 Peter 2 verse 9, the Apostle Peter writes, you are a priesthood. In his book, Habits of the Heart, sociologist Robert Bila describes three attitudes that people have toward their work. The first group treats it as a job. Now, when you do this, you see it strictly as a way to make money and pay your bills. You know, like the bumper sticker says, I owe, so off to work I go. But if your main focus is on what you receive from your work, you'll most likely come to resent it. Now, the second group approaches work as a career. Here, your motivation will be higher, but your focus is on personal advancement and prestige. That means, however, when your career isn't going as well as you feel like, your self-worth is on the line. The third group sees their job as their calling. Now, logically speaking, if there's a calling, then there must be someone making the call, right? Well, that someone is God. You're not the caller, you're the callee. And any work that has meaning, that can be a blessing to people, and fulfills God's purposes, that is a calling. A doctor or a pastor might get sucked into training work solely as a means of making a good income. Therefore, they see it just as a job. On the other hand, a garbage collector may view what he does, making the world a cleaner place, as a calling. Now, we're not downgrading the importance of those who stand in pulpits and preach. We're upgrading the importance of those who serve God 40 hours a week in other jobs, any job. Bottom line, when the job's well done, both will hear the commendation. Well done, good and faithful servant.